everyone. Welcome to episode number 59 of the NLSC podcast. We don't have any number 59s in the NBA, so I'm just going to go ahead and dedicate this episode to my wonderful co-host, Ben, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate that.
And also, you may know him on the forum, of course, as Arcane. But yes, this is a belated birthday episode for you. How do you feel? Another year older.
A year older.
But
none the wiser.
None the wiser. That's what I like to hear. You know. But this is actually going to be our last show for the year. Unfortunately, or fortunately, if you like two Australians talking at you, unfortunately, John couldn't make it today. He will be, hopefully, with any luck, back with us in the new year. But we will wrap up this this year with this week's podcast. And I think if we're still standing, we're going to try one on New Year's Day, which will be the next scheduled one. But, of course, next week, when we usually record these on Wednesday, our time, we are a day late this week. But next week, of course, is Christmas. So giving ourselves a break. Because it's such a hard job.
Oh, yeah.
talking to each other for a couple of hours and then recording the whole thing. But now we've all got family and friends and everything. So taking the week off, but we will see you again in the new year. Of course, we do have this show to go, so almost wrapping up there. But this is the last show for 2013, so we're doing a bit of a wrap-up. And I guess a bit of an interesting year, Ben.
Yeah, definitely. Not just in the basketball sense, but yeah, in personal life sense, yeah, this has been a wild year.
Yeah, and we thought we'd run down some of the highlights and talk about that, our favorite things, and pick our game of the year and all that fun end of the year stuff that everyone's doing, and we're going to be so original and copy them. But it's fun, so we'll go ahead and do it anyway. But we'll run through a couple of news stories from this week just to begin with. Not a whole lot going on. The games are out, obviously, so no previews or anything at this point of the year. We're just talking about what we're doing, playing them and everything. Okay. But there is another official patch coming out for NBA 2K13. NBA 2K13. 14, whoa. Yeah. We're PC. We didn't get a patch for 2K13. Yeah, 2013. Yeah, see, you know, this is why we need a break. It's a hard job.
Yep.
But there is a new patch coming out for NBA 2K14 next gen. The current gen version hasn't received an update yet, as I understand it, except for roster updates, of course. This will be the third title update for 2K14. And I'm just seeing on Twitter now, actually, a few Xbox One users are saying they've already got the patch coming through, and I know it was submitted last week for approval to Microsoft and Sony, and I guess Microsoft had pushed it through first. But if Xbox One users are getting it now, then hopefully we're only a couple of days away on PS4. But we don't know exactly what's going to be in the patch at this time. Apparently some patch notes are coming, but yeah, some fixes for my career, which I know you're going to be happy about, Ben, having...
Yes.
Having to struggle through some of those issues and various gameplay fixes. Yeah,
one of the issues we sort of, with the help of Leftos and the team, and that we sort of figured out why, and that was regarding the whole VC issue and stuff that I had. And basically, what that one had come down to is, you know how on the rare occasion if your game is disconnected from the net, and when you start the game, it asks you to recreate your My Player.
Yes.
Yeah, because when that first happened, and because I sort of didn't know exactly what had just happened before I started doing the exit process of when that happened, basically it recreated that my career in an offline mode. So the VC that I had purchased online and all the some attribute ones and the stuff like that for achievements, and that wasn't coming through because of it not connecting. Technically,
it was using the offline mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Skill points, yeah.
So, yeah. When this next patch comes out, I'll be starting afresh with the new My Career and definitely be connected online and when that happens. But
going to leave the Jazz behind.
Yes, yes. I'm so bored with them. I was playing yesterday, actually, and the coach was fired for such a poor season, and we end up going on a 5-game win streak.
Although that does happen in the real NBA sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That little burst of when there's a coaching change, like, yes, it's all fresh. Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. We're terrible, actually.
And, fortunately, tonight I did lose to the streak ended losing to the Thunder, but I did drop 55 on Westbrook and got him to remember my name. So yeah,
very nice. You're playing as a point guard then?
Shooting guards, but I can play point guard, and that 'cause I do dish out usually a lot of assists and stuff.
It's kind of more fun to play as a guard, I think, in my career because you're getting the ball and more often.
And, you know, I mean, I've played like small forward, power forward, and center and stuff in previous years, so it was just a nice little change. Just something a little different. I earlier today though, before I went to go play my actual basketball game, I had a 40-point game with 6 blocks, 5 steals, and 11 assists and a couple of rebounds. So I was pretty happy with that effort.
Yeah, and you got 200 VC for it, I suppose.
I actually got a fair bit because obviously the block and the steals were breaking some minimum, you know, get 5 steals in one game or five.
Oh, yes,
one game. So I got a few extra achievements out of or a few extra VC out of that. I think I had about 770 something after that game.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
I say that. I've used that term a couple of times in the video thread. People pulled me up on it. In the NBA and basketball talk section of the forum, I've responded to a couple of videos. Oh, yeah, not too shabby. But I did it fairly – I reused that little phrase a little bit too soon after commenting before, and a couple of people have been kind enough to point that out. Thank you. not too shabby, those efforts by those posters in the forum. But, yeah, no, it's – and we were going to record last night. Unfortunately, that fell through, but I was playing a couple of games and starting to enjoy 2K14, actually. I won a my team game, so that was nice, considering how lousy the cards I've got are. But I've actually got Tony Parker and Paul Pierce now, so nice. That helps immensely when you've got someone who can actually score. defense wins championships, but if you're not scoring more than your opponent, doesn't really matter, you know. But, yeah, so I'm starting to enjoy that and pick it up, and I'll have a written review out sometime in the near future. I like to spend a lot of time with the games to really give them a chance because, as we've said before, those day one or pre-release reviews that a lot of the gaming media sites do, I feel a bit superficial and don't touch on the things that our community wants to hear. So
exactly. And they only spend such a short time with it, so they don't really get to have the in-depth sort of reviews on that we can really give if, you know, we spend that little bit more time with it.
Yeah, and dive into the modes and find all the little things that we get geeky about.
Yeah.
And we know we're looking for them. And yeah
exactly.
Even if they know their basketball and their basketball games, they're not necessarily going to spend enough time with the game to find all that stuff. So yeah, so I will do those write-ups and hopefully get them out within the next week or so, just in time for Christmas, if anyone's... tossing up whether to get it or not, I'll certainly give my impressions, and we'll continue to talk about it on the podcast, of course. But moving on to the PC version of NBA 2K14, Redditor is out, or RedMC as it's called now, I should say. We mentioned that a couple of weeks ago and had Vlad on the podcast, of course. But Hawk23 and the guys behind the Ultimate Base Roster for NBA 2K12 are actually bringing the project to 2K14. I'm not sure how long they're going to keep doing things for 2K12, but they're actually bringing the whole thing to 2K14 and converting all the rosters, all those 44 retro season mods. They've gone back to the 70s, I think, now with the retro season mods, and which is just a tremendous effort, especially with all the faces and everything. So, yep, that's great. You can check out the NBA 2K14 releases and previews section of the forum for the latest previews and information on that. I think they're still accepting help for people who want to lend a hand in converting all the art, because that's certainly one of the biggest chores. But RedMC's out and they're doing that. So, yeah, looking forward to it. And I might see if I can do a few projects of my own. I've actually started tinkering, Ben, with the rosters, so we'll see what I can do. Quite a few people making rosters, and of course, Ultimate Base roster coming, so got to find my niche, but let's see if I can do something creative with it. So look out for that, I guess.
All right, so I've just been, doing shoes for 2K. That's my contribution to the community.
In the not the next-gen shoe creator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just sort of made a couple of attempts at some actual shoes, and then made some of my own sort of concept ones, I suppose you'd call it. So yeah,
I did that just to get the trophy,
yeah.
and it looked terrible. But
If you can send me a pic of it,
I deleted it, but I'll see if I can make up one that's even more horrendous. Some of those Christmas Day shoes might actually start to look good once I get done with this. But yeah, not my forte. Give me a roster and databases any day.
No worries.
But yeah, that's pretty much the only news about the basketball video games this week. We're obviously still playing the games. We'll keep throwing impressions at you, and I'll have those written reviews, as I said, and we'll talk about them in the forum, on the podcast. We'll get people in. But yes, we do find ourselves reaching the end of another year, 2013. It's gone pretty quick,
Yeah,
to
just
be
a fair
honest.
bit.
But, yeah, it really only seems like yesterday we were, well, we started the year. It was Leftos and I doing the podcast. I'd taken over, and I was a few episodes in, and then we thought you'd retired and gave you a eulogy and then brought you onto the podcast full time.
Now,
But
and now you're stuck with me.
they're stuck with both of us.
Yeah.
They better like Australian accents. But I guess, yeah, that's the obvious top story of the year for our community. Well, there's a couple about the games themselves, but the exciting thing for us as a community is Leftos joining 2K Sports, Visual Concepts, as a developer on the games. That's certainly a we're proud of him, and I know we make jokes on the podcast, mostly for his benefit, because Leftos still listens, and I'm sure loves every time we mention his name. Leftos, Leftos.
Careful.
that'll get me a Christmas card. But
It could be like a Candyman sort of, the old sort of horror.
oh, the Candyman, Bloody Mary, yeah. Well, I don't see him anywhere, so
Death by beard chokage.
lethal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. The whole process, and we knew about it for a little while, and had to make sly references about the always out. If you go back and listen to a couple of the podcasts that you and I did solo while he was away on business or something,
Yeah.
or studies, I don't know what we said, but.
And the whole ransom sort of thing. We did everything we could
Well,
by doing
that part
nothing.
was true.
Yeah, that's true.
That was actually legitimate. But and I know I mentioned that because, as I said at the top of the show, John Jasmine can't be here this week. He's got he actually does have some studies and things that he's working on. So he's as far as we know, well, we're not sure whether he's also interviewing with a job at Visual Concepts. But he did want to mention that his highlight was Leftos Hide by 2K, and he's also got many exclamation marks after Leftos's name. So. That was definitely a highlight for John. But of course, we got the new consoles.
Yes.
Well, we got one of the consoles. We all got PlayStation 4s. in fact, everyone who's done the podcast this year, except Leon, I think, has actually got
PS4.
a PS4.
Yeah.
So we all got on the winning team,
Yeah.
or the same team, if nothing else. So we can play against or with one another online, of course. And we actually have two games this year, I think, is the big thing. And we will talk about that a little bit more. But 2K14, of course, current gen and next gen, and NBA Live made its long-awaited return, although you're still waiting on your copy, I believe.
Yes, I am. But I was actually able to play Ultimate Team on the demo the other night.
Oh, yep. So I finished downloading the whole thing.
I don't know. It just suddenly worked. I was like, okay. And I streamed it on Ustream. I had someone watch, one person, for like about a minute.
And how does it stack up for you compared to my team? Or have you played my team yet? Or
No, I haven't played my team yet.
oh, well, that's hard if you make a comparison there.
Yeah.
But the thing I know John and I have talked about before is the XP system
Yeah.
in Live compared
Two.
compared to 2K14's VC, obviously, and my team points. But yeah, that's is it, are you earning any of those in
I got, I think it was around 700. I can't remember it because it was a couple of nights ago, and I've been drinking a lot the last 3 days.
It's well, it's definitely a better system.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me put it that way. And as you noticed, yeah, as you noted before, you've had your issues with VC. I noticed someone in our community has actually bought over 70,000 virtual currency and lost that with some of the issues that
Wow.
they've been having with the server. So
And I,
hopefully, yeah, hopefully they can sort that out for them.
I saw what happened with Chris Smoove, like in his my career, where all these player ratings went down to 25.
Yes, that's the other big thing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's happening.
And that was pretty weird. I hadn't seen that one before. So hopefully, like he spoke to 2K Online help and all that stuff. So hopefully they're able to find the issue, and hopefully he can get it back up. I'm not too sure if he has at the moment, but hopefully, yeah, hopefully, because he actually didn't buy any VC in that. He was doing it the old-fashioned way, the traditional way of earning everything.
The grind.
Yeah, the grind, as he put it. So, yeah. It was... Oh, sorry. Oh, my nose is all stuffy and blocked. And, yeah, so hopefully it gets sorted for him very quickly.
Yeah, and I believe people are being encouraged to reach out to 2K support to actually resolve that, so hopefully they will actually follow through, and especially the people who have, well, I guess everyone. If you've done it the hard way, then you certainly want to be have that resolve, and if you've spent some money, real life currency on virtual currency, then you definitely want to get your money's worth there. But yeah, it'll be, and the new patch, as we said, is coming, so we'll see what that does for the game. But 2K14 has been pretty well received, safe to say, both current gen and next gen. And I've mentioned my issues with it before, but as I said a few minutes ago, I am coming around on it and starting to get past my gripes and seeing the good game that I always knew was there. But one thing I do that does bother me, and John actually mentioned this on a previous podcast, is the fact that it doesn't seem to save the settings between modes. And I've always got to go back and change the dribbling method to absolute rather than camera relative. And if I forget to do that, I suddenly find myself trying to do moves. Like, oh, that's right, it's camera relative. That's why he's not doing what I want. What I'm telling him to do. So little things like that, you know, any game is going to have teething issues, but if they can patch some things like that or avoid it in the future, especially as they are doing these cloud saves and syncing them with the server, then definitely need to be cleaned up. But yeah, I mean, definitely a great game.
Yeah,
2K14.
And hopefully I'll even better after all these patches.
Absolutely, and the same goes, of course, for NBA Live 14. The reception of which has hasn't been so great. I mean, I was certainly hoping for a stronger return. I mean, I've been the guy who there are people in our community who, understandably, are very skeptical about the game, and sadly, were proven right, I guess, with some of the issues with the animations and whatnot. But I was hoping that it would be a stronger return. But I'm encouraged that they are still working on it and bringing out these updates in the hopefully early in the new year. I don't think they can afford to wait too long on them. But yeah, it's. I mean, you're still waiting to play the full game. I know.
Yeah.
But,
I did actually see on Twitter one of the developers sort of show photos from when they were scanning and a scanner's head. So just the other day. So.
Okay.
Like they had.
I must have missed that one as I did my daily scan.
I'll just grab it. Hang on a sec. Let's see. Here we go. And I'll send you it.
Just taking a quick look at it now. Oh, yeah. Bit of a behind-the-scenes look there. So, obviously, still putting in the hard work for this year and next year. And as Scott said on his interview with us,
yep.
That they're not giving up. They're here in it for the long haul. So even if Live 14 doesn't achieve everything they wanted, and that has obviously been the case, but they are still going to be working on the game for next year, and hopefully more good things are ahead. Because I still feel that competition is important.
Definitely.
You know, 2K is going to do some things we don't like. Live's going to do some things we don't like. So it's good to have two games to actually have that alternative. I mean,
yeah, and one can, you know, it adds that bit of variety. You know, instead of
yeah,
there's only so many times you can eat steak or something like that without, you know, sort of getting bored of it. So you want to try something new.
Sometimes you go for a burger. That's right.
Yeah. But, or you go for lamb.
Whichever way, or chicken. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
But,
it's all good.
But I mean, you've got the My Career in 2K, and but maybe you prefer the Ultimate Team in Live 14 or Live in general beyond this year. So that's where the benefit of having the two games, as well as the general idea of competition pushing both sides to try harder and innovate, just the obviously catering to people who like this type of control scheme or that type of control scheme. But yeah, so. Yeah, as we've said before, I don't agree with the people that say that NBA Live needs to go away. I just think it needs to continue to... guys just need to keep working on it, I guess, and putting the effort in that I know they're passionate about. So, yeah, it's...
Exactly.
But it's out. And for the series, that's actually a big thing. And, you know, one of the big stories within the basketball video gaming community, yeah, there are two sim-oriented titles out there again, which we haven't had since... 2009, so certainly a long time coming with that. But as we said, keep giving everyone our impressions of those as we keep going on and telling stories, no doubt. Do you have any? I just noticed the next thing on the docket, so it's a decent time to mention it, I suppose. What are your favorite basketball gaming moments from this year? Shoot Creator.
Yeah, messing around with that. Getting that lucrative shoe deal, at least in 2K13. Still waiting in 2K14.
Damn that Jackson Ellis.
Yes.
Always bidding into the punch on these endorsement deals.
Well, I mean, I probably could have... I had the option when meeting up a new agent. If I signed with him, I think I could have signed with Adidas, but... And then
look what's happened to Derrick Rose.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. I didn't need to join that all-ACL team.
Yeah. Or the Christmas, all Christmas jersey.
Yeah.
League.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll be cheap and just say, the fact that two games actually came out on next gen consoles. So
fair enough.
I know that's probably going to sound like a.
But you've enjoyed playing next gen games and having the two.
Yeah, you know, and. Being, again, things that I've said in the past episodes of the podcast, you know, this is only just sort of year one of the games, so, and the fact that the consoles were only finalized months ago, it's only going to get better over the next few years.
Certainly hope so.
Yes, yes, definitely. So,
it's a good time to innovate, brand new hardware after all.
Exactly, so, yeah.
And a great time to port to the PC.
Yes.
worth mentioning. Cough, cough.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I mean, I certainly agree that it's great, and I think it's only going to get better, especially with the patches coming, as we've been saying so far in the podcast. For me, actually, favorite gaming experience, basketball gaming experience, that is, and I do mean NBA 2K13 this time, is with NBA 2K13 My Career, because I really got into that last year and playing it through this year as well, first few months of the year, and then of course the finishing up my season and winning the championship and getting the finals MVP and everything. That was I hadn't played through a full season of My Career before, or My Player as it was previously branded, so that was cool. And unfortunately that spoils you, as I've said before, when you get the new game, you've got to build up again from a 60 overall rate of play, and you're trying to do the same things that you're accustomed to. Oh, that's right, I'm terrible again.
I suck.
Yeah,
I suck so bad.
It's kind of like in Legend of Zelda games, where you've got all this equipment in one game, and then Link starts his next adventure, and it's gone. That's why. And I forget who did it. Might have been VG Cats or one of those gaming web comics. Did a parody of it where he's basically finishing a quest, and then it's like walking out the door, like, well, won't need this, and he's throwing out his bow and his arrows and his all the magical medallions and everything, just throwing all these useful items. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of like that. But I really enjoyed NBA 2K13, and I think that's part of the reason why I got a bit hung up on my quibbles with 2K14 and set the bar so high, because I enjoyed it so much. But I do believe that I'm going to have a lot of fun with the with 2K14 and hopefully NBA Live 14 moving into next year. But this year, yeah, I really enjoyed playing 2K13 months after its release. Which you definitely want because, you know, these things are, they are meant to last a year or so at least if you are buying them every year. So.
That's true. In regards to the tips that I gave you last week on
Yes,
both the
yes.
podcast and after the podcast, I gave him a couple of additional extra ones that sort of just sort of try and see if that helps him sort of enjoy the game more.
Yes.
From your experience so far, from giving those tips.
I definitely like posting up a bit more and being patient, and that's the thing, I guess. And I think the best advice you gave was the hat. You gave me a lot of good tips to work with, but the whole idea of not playing to win, but playing
Learn.
to master the
Yeah.
game and to learn, and that's the thing that I've been taking into consideration in the few games I've been able to play in the past week. Being a bit caught up with other things, but certainly got some gaming in. Yeah, just I mean, obviously you want to win and do and learn strategies to win, but not getting frustrated if the computer does cheese a little bit, and as it will do from time to time,
Yep.
and take a loss here and there, and realize that I can't do everything that I always want to do. And I guess I got used to doing that in 2K13, but they did up the AI a bit and made it a bit more aggressive in 2K14, or certainly quite a bit more aggressive, especially going to the hoop. And I perhaps wasn't prepared for that. So yeah, and just taking my time and not just running up the court and saying, okay, I'm going to cross up this guy and go to the hoop for a dunk. Really reading the situation. And it's I guess what Zaz always says, don't play video games, play basketball.
Yep.
And but sometimes. Sometimes when you want to win, you end up playing video games, and I guess that's part of what my problem's been with 2K14 so far. But no, I certainly appreciate those tips,
No
and
worries.
keep them in mind as I
Yep. I do have
continue to.
another one.
Sure.
Expand on your mid-range jumper game. Like,
That is actually something
yep.
that I've been trying, because you kind of fall into that trap sometimes when you play a basketball game of either trying to go in for the lunk or day up, the dunk or layup. I almost said it, then I said it anyway, just for comedic effect. I spoonerize for your entertainment, people. you go in, for the inside shot to try and dunk, get the layup or hook or something close to the basket. You either do that or a three. So you're playing, right there in the guts of the defense or from way out. But yeah, I've been trying to work it around and use picks and actually get that. Pay a bit more attention to mid-range, which I have done in the past. I think I mentioned it on a previous podcast when we were talking about the house. About I think actually it might have been our 29th episode when we talked. We had Zara on. We were talking about what makes a realistic basketball game.
Yep.
When I was at one of the community events, I actually blew everyone's mind because everyone else on the first play ran in and dunked, and I actually worked someone open for a jump shot on the first thing, and they. But yeah, so I don't know why I've gone away from that. I guess I've gotten used to winning in 2K13 because my Nuggets went 73-9 in my career, so I'm addicted to winning now. So clearly, if it doesn't go my way, I'm like a toddler without his toy. But
Winning, it's a hell of a drug.
it is a hell of a drug, yeah. But no, yeah. So expand on the mid-range game.
Yep, definitely use that because those times when you're trying to get in the key or the CPU is cheesing a little bit, like where it won't allow you to make a layup, like even though you're right underneath, well, basically a foot away from the basket.
Playing with LeBron.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, LeBron only hits about 59% of his shots this season, so
So yeah, definitely use that, and it can come to your advantage. I still have a couple of issues, like when on like the momentum aspect, like when you're trying to go for that layup, but it somehow triggers into doing a jump shot, and you're like, no, that's not what I wanted.
yeah.
So,
Or sometimes, are you using the pro stick to shoot, or do you mostly use the button?
mostly use the button.
Do you find that at a disadvantage when you're trying to do a layup, like trying to do hop steps and euro steps, things like that?
Yeah, I'm still learning some of those sort of techniques.
Yeah,
So
I'm trying to use the stick a bit more because it does feel like there's more control there. But I'd also then find myself just sliding over and yep, square.
yeah. Like sometimes I have used the right stick in some cases. Sometimes it's by accident, like when you sort of
Yeah,
pull it down. Like I've thrown up like some full court shots by accident. It's like, Ah, crap. But yeah, the scoop layup can be money in a lot of ways, like a good money shot, in a high frequency of getting it in. So yeah, that's a good exploit. If you know the CPU tries cheesing you a bit, you can cheese it back a little bit.
It helps to have those moves,
Yep.
just like almost a guaranteed move. It's like the, you remember in NBA Live 06 on PC, how you had the you get under the basket and hit the dunk and layup button, and it would just do that reverse,
Yeah.
and it was pretty much unblockable, and you'd get it,
Yep.
or basically any outside scorer, Freestyle Superstar set where you do the up and under layup. It's pretty much 90%.
Yep.
So it's like when the CPU really starts to cheat to try and win, it's like, okay, take this.
Yeah. Let's return the favor.
Yeah, it helps to have a weapon in your back pocket when
Definitely.
the CPU's
Definitely.
not playing fair.
Yeah. It's like, why can't I seem to make a basket from a foot out? Or why can't my teammates, you give them the perfect pass and they still butcher it?
Meanwhile, the other end, CPU, turn around, fade away from 30 feet,
Yeah.
two defenders on them, swish, and just.
It's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves of basketball games, when the CPU doesn't win through strategy, it wins through, like, yep, I'm going to win, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to win, and if I'm going to be Michael Jordan jumping from half court in the Space Jam,
So,
that's going to happen.
yeah.
You can't do it, but damn it, I'm going to.
And you can't do anything about it.
That's right, yeah.
Enter
Oh, look at
rage
that.
quit.
But yeah, go ahead, rage quit, ruin your
Yeah.
stats. Feel like a baby. But
Don't get that VC, see if we care.
yeah, that's right. Try leveling up now, jackass.
Yeah.
But,
It's probably like a little bit of just it probably builds that frustration, so it's just a marketing ploy for people to go and buy VC.
yeah, but you know, a good game, whether it's a basketball game or something else, will piss you off just enough that you want to keep playing it because you have to beat
Yeah.
it. You have to master it. So it's yeah, I've also been keeping that in mind too. Like, you know, this is my white whale, my Moby Dick. It's and I am Captain Ahab. It's you know, actually that didn't end so well for him, as I recall. So perhaps not. But yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed playing basketball games this year. Goes without saying. I mean, I do like them. I run a fan site for them, so one would hope so. But yeah, it's been a pretty good year, and hopefully next year just as good or better. Certainly, since we've got the new tech. Any other experiences from this year that have stood out to you from basketball gaming?
Well, actually, I just sort of thought about it the other day. I had a mate come over and sort of had a one-on-one games, and we were playing a bit of 2K.
Actual local multiplayer.
Yep. Yeah.
So for all the people that say that local multiplayer or single player is dead, they're clueless morons. Is this what we're saying?
Yes.
Cool. Just want to clarify.
And yeah, like in 2K14, he kicked my ass, especially with Seth Curry, just lit up the three.
Splash Brothers.
Yep. So then we put in Live 14, and I got to choose I chose the Warriors, and I returned the favor on him. Yeah.
Yeah, not so fun now, is
So I
it?
was pretty happy about that.
And you made your free throws, I'm sure.
Yes, I did miss a couple, but yeah, I'm still hitting more than I miss. So yeah, so yeah, that was nice payback. And you know, I've only just played probably maybe about a half hour at that time of Live 14 and that, so it was nice just to sort of get in fair and square.
Yeah. So you actually do have a second controller then.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to get the second one because I was hoping to have friends come over and play. So you know, reminisce sort of like the old days when we used to play Live 02 to when did we used to on Xbox, on the original Xbox, we used to play
Oh, we up to 2004, 2005, I'd imagine.
yeah, you know, we'd play that regularly against each other, like go to one of each other's mates, and you know, a couple of times, you know, we'd play it on like a 100-inch projector screen, so that was awesome fun.
Not exactly HD back then as well, either.
Yeah, that's true, but you know, it was good for its time and that. But yeah, so just trying to emulate those kind of times with mates and stuff like that. So that's definitely why I bought the second controller, and it also helped that I got it for, was it about 10 or 11 bucks cheaper than other places, so.
Very nice. I remember we actually got NBA Live 06 on PC early here in
Yep,
Australia.
3 weeks early.
Yeah, and then we made a big deal out of it and it never happened again, so we
Yeah.
shot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
But for one glorious moment, we were ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and one thing that I was most proud about in regards to that, none of us Aussies actually put it up on like a site for it to be downloaded
Oh,
legally.
jeez.
So, considering around that time, we were one of the most notorious sort of illegal downloaders, I suppose you'd put it that way. So
Well, you
yeah,
look at the stereotype. We were settled by convicts, so you know it's.
that's true. So I was kind of proud of us at that time.
We're like Robin Hood, but yeah. That said, a reminder to everyone that we do actually have an immediate ban for people who request or post links to illegal downloads in the forum. So yeah, naughty. But before we move on, I just want to mention that John sent along his best and favorite basketball gaming moments of 2013. I can't do John's voice. I was before the podcast mentioned that I could try doing a bad Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons for a New England accent. But I'm not going to insult John because I want him to come back to the podcast and have fun with us. His favorite moments of 2013. Midnight Ballers, his mod for 2K13, and the 80 plus courts that he created with the Blacktop revitalization rosters for 2K14, and I also believe he did Midnight Ballers a couple of versions for 2K14 as well. So that was his favorite moments modding. Go figure, right?
It's not playing the game, it's just modding it.
just modding it, but as we've talked about before, it can be incredibly fun to mod, except making current rosters. From scratch. That I can attest to.
Speaking of insulting John, I wonder if he's seen that photo that I tagged him in on his
Oh,
Facebook
the Adidas meme,
page.
yeah.
Yes, and where I had tagged him.
We'll need to get you to post that in the forum so people can enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben surprised us all the other day with his take on Adidas's Christmas jerseys.
There's the sleeve jerseys and
Quite a revealing look at the concept, shall we say? But look out for that in the forum sometime. I'll throw it up if Ben doesn't get around to it. But yeah, so that's I guess our top gaming moments. We're pretty good year, as we said. Looking forward to more. Moving on to more general games and our ultimate game of the year, overall game of the year, I should say. I'm going to throw you a bone here, Ben. I know what the answer is going to be. What is your game of the year?
Donkey Kong, no. It is The Last of Us, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's right, Leftos. I did give him an opportunity to talk about Last of Us. So, nothing has displaced The Last of Us for you. That's still
I
your top
just
experience.
want to say that game changed me. It left me, yeah. Like, I was just sort of referring back to what I said originally in some of those podcasts.
Yeah.
And so yeah, no, definitely a fantastic game. The multiplayer is addictive. And yeah, just stellar. If anyone who hasn't played it yet, I recommend it.
Well, if they stream it on PS4, I can give it a look, but
That'll be when the Gekai service kicks in.
yes. Until then, I'm afraid I'll have to say, well, it won't work on my 360. Why? Yeah. You do see those questions if you Google such things. Can I play PlayStation 3 games on my Xbox 360? Oh, sure. That's it doesn't have a Blu-ray player for a start, but yeah, that's they really do that, but yeah, and everyone has said it's such a fantastic game. I have friends who've got it and who do have PS3s and really enjoyed it. So yeah, I think that will be a lot of people's picks. Although not that one that you sent me before we started recording.
Yeah, which was a surprise.
Legend of Zelda: Link Between Worlds was game of the year for. Was that GameSpot?
Yeah, GameSpot.
GameSpot. Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen much of that. I've not really kept up with Nintendo that much since the 90s, since that was the last time I had a Nintendo console, the 64. So I haven't paid much attention to it, but yeah, I guess it's must be something to that. But then again, I guess that's one publication's opinion.
Yeah, true. Well, it's one of the actual 3DS titles.
Okay.
It's not the the Wii
The Wii
U.
U,
Yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, it's the 3DS version of the game. Yeah, I did not see that one coming. It was like, I was definitely expecting probably most likely like GTA 5, and then
Yes, yeah.
I see,
Or Last of Us, those.
and I see this and I go, okay, someone smoked a little something there for that one.
Well, Nintendo clearly shelled out, but what
Yeah.
a dark horse victory for
Yeah,
Nintendo.
I reckon.
It's like that Microsoft comes out with the Xbox One, Sony comes out with the PlayStation 4. There's obviously been great games on the PS3 and Xbox 360, and it's a 3DS game. It's Game of the Year from GameSpot. But, congratulations, I guess, to Nintendo, and that is a juggernaut of a franchise, Zelda, of course. And, I wouldn't mind having a 3DS just for the remake of Ocarina of Time, if nothing else. But, I will probably give that a pass for the moment. My game of the year, can I say Fallout again? Well, I did play a lot of that, but no, it's not a new game. That's a tough one because I played some really good games this year, obviously. A lot of good games came out, and it's hard to pick one that really stood out to me as like, oh, this is my, the real game of the year. But I guess for me, I don't know if I said 2K13 last year, and if it's a holdover, if that counts. But I guess not, since it came out in 2K12, came out in 2012. Games that came out this year, I mean, GTA 5, I think I'll have to go with, really. I haven't finished it yet, but still really, really enjoying it. And it's sort of changed some of the tone that I didn't like from GTA 4. It has a bit more of the classic feel, I felt. And played a bit of online at my friend's place the other day. We had a few adult beverages and stayed up late and played that. And unfortunately, some guy had a tank, so didn't really end well with us. We'd respawn, crushed by tank, respawn, crushed by tank. But we had some laughs with it. And it is a fantastic game, of course. Injustice, Gods Among Us, the fighter based on the Mortal Kombat engine by NetherRealm Studios. Really enjoyed that. In fact, I bought it again, the Ultimate Edition for PS4. And even though I haven't been or had the teething problems with it, should I say, 2K14 Next Gen is certainly a very impressive basketball game. But I think my game of the year would have to go almost by default to GTA 5 for games that I've both really enjoyed and just been that quality game. But I tell you what, if they bring out a Fallout 4, whenever that happens, that's going to be my game of the year.
Regardless.
Yeah, when it comes out and it's not a hoax, that will be my game of the year. But looking at John's picks, he's mentioned 2K14 Next Gen, of course, and also GTA 5, but also Sonic Transformed. So there you go. There's another dark horse candidate for game of the year, and the other big franchise from the
Nice,
90s.
yeah. The good old days.
So hasn't been a bad year for gaming, and once again, should only get better with new consoles to work with. Wouldn't mind a port, since they've done the port of Injustice. If they do a port of Mortal Kombat 9,
Yeah.
wouldn't mind playing that again on the and boosting my trophies, because that's what it's all about, of course. That's the damn satisfaction when you get an Xbox Live achievement or a PlayStation Network trophy. Just a little yes,
I've done something.
all this gaming time has not been for nothing.
Yeah,
This is not wasted time.
exactly.
I got a trophy. This is not wasted time. But we've mentioned it a couple of times. I keep saying it, looking forward to bigger and better things in 2014. So what are some of the things that you're looking forward to coming up next year?
The Division, like
Sorry?
The Division, the game
Okay. Yep.
with the Snowdrop engine. That looks pretty impressive.
I thought you meant the Atlantic Division. I was going to say, well, that's really going to disappoint you then.
One can always hope.
We're not talking about basketball yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Division. Yeah. Is that the one you sent me the tech demo for the other day?
Yep. The
Oh yes,
from the
yes.
Snowdrop
That
engine.
was impressive. Yeah.
Yep. I guess Watch Dogs still.
Yes, agreed.
But for me, I know.
Beautiful.
Yep. But for me, I don't know. The Division had a little bit more interesting element to it, even though it's looking like it's going to be sort of an RPG-based sort of game. What else is there? Well, hearing more about Uncharted 4, the DLC for The Last of Us, the single-player DLC, and the third maps pack or whatever it's going to be. or second one, I should say. Sorry. And probably a few other little games here and there as well. I don't know. I'm kind of
Tetris 2014.
Inglorious 1080p.
Yeah. It's like, what a waste of technology this is.
I don't know. Oh, can't think what else right now.
Well, of course, we do have the updates for NBA Live 14 coming.
Yes.
So you'll get to play the full version of that with patches.
Yeah.
And more 2K14, of course.
And hopefully get my Live 14 very soon.
And we all need to get in. We've been talking about it with John in previous recordings, but we need to all get into the park together when they've fixed some of those issues. And because we got next, as I understand it, as the kids on the street say.
I'm disappointed. I can't remember some of the other games that I was interested in. The Witness looks interesting. The Jonathan Blow game for PS.
Okay.
PS4. There's Drive Club, The Crew, Live 15, 2K15.
Yeah, I guess that's on the horizon, for sure. Yep.
Damn it. Deep Down looked like the visuals in that from the Sony press conference, and that looked amazing, like one of the great next gen looking games and that. And I know it's a sort of like a free to play sort of game and that, so I don't know. I'm tempted to still give that a go once I find out a little bit more about it. But yeah, just from the initial reveal of it was just impressive as all hell.
Yeah.
I think that's it for the moment that I can think of.
Fair enough. No, it's one of those things. Kind of threw that at you there, but I mean, you already covered Watch Dogs, which looks good and interesting concept and everything, and that was pushed back to, I think, March 2014. Is it coming out?
Yeah,
about then. So a few months off. It'll perhaps when the play the basketball games to death, it'll be time to grab something new. So looking forward to that, of course. Bugbear are putting out their the next car game. Have you seen that at all in the forum at all? John got me into that. I got into the I pre-ordered it, so I've been playing the their tech demos and the early sneak peeks that they've been sending to the early subscribers. And what they've actually done already is for how much did I pay? I think $25 or something, or $30. What they've already got is probably $10 to $15 worth of game, and that's just the tech demo what they've got. You know, I'd probably pay loose change for what they've done already, so it's looking really, really good. So you know, hats off to them, and looking forward to getting that and playing some of that. The upcoming basketball games, of course, and the patches for both 2K14 and Live 14. Getting into that and you know, getting in line with you guys and doing having some fun and recreating White Man Can't Jump in the park. That'll be fun, and unfortunately, I don't think we can steal wallets. They haven't really had the GTA 5 integration. you know, just shaking people down for VC in the park. That may be something for 2K15. But we want credit for that one.
Where's our royalties?
NBA might not go for it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like you. I'm trying to think of other things that I'm looking forward to. Those are probably the big things. There's of course rumors of a new Mortal Kombat. The possibility of a Fallout being announced. I'm always going to be anticipating that. So it'd be nice if they do announce that. Then that'll certainly be exciting. There was another one. Of course the other games that I buy every year. The wrestling games. You know, the first one on next gen since the last one was just last gen. And if they end up doing a port of GTA 5, because there's rumors about that, of course. So, yeah, it should be another fine year of gaming
for sure
coming up. But as far as the plans for the community, though, we've got some good things in the works. We're hoping to get a new design in fairly soon, actually, and some other cool features around the site. So we hope we'll add some functionality and things. Talk a little bit more about that when we're ready to launch. or depends how quickly we get it done. We might be out by the time some of you are listening to this, depending on when we launch and whether we do the... well, it's fashionable these days to do the beta launch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, these are half the graphics we want to use. But so we'll see about that. Next year is actually the 20th anniversary of NBA Live, if I'm not mistaken. Came out in 1994, the first NBA Live, NBA Live 95. So still trying to think of what I'd like to do, but yeah, I'm thinking I'd like to do something special for that, just some content here or there, maybe some retrospectives, some video retro video reviews or something like that. So we'll see what we can get, what we can whip up.
Sounds like, yeah, that'll sound pretty cool, do something like that.
Yeah, because you go back and you play some of those games. Like every so often, I'll go back and play NBA Live 95 for a few minutes just for a bit of nostalgia or to get a screenshot when I do my Friday Five articles or something like that. And I'm surprised that it kind of holds up. I mean, obviously, you know,
graphically,
compare NBA Live 95 and 2K14 and physics and sophistication of the artificial intelligence, that kind of thing. I mean, you know, come on, you know, it's... You're talking about games that are two decades apart, but for the time, you realize this actually was pretty good and had quite a lot of the things that we expected and still do expect of a sim game, a sim basketball game. And yeah, it is fun to pull out some of the old games, although some of the games in the series did a bit. Live 2002 was a bit clunky, although I do remember playing that to death on the PS2, so... Yeah, I think it'll be fun to take a look back and do some content, because it's always fun. And well, certainly there's been a lot of YouTube series and everything examining old games that are popular. So, you know, we all like nostalgia, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Sort of like moments from like old cartoons you used to watch as a kid, things like that, like Voltron, Astro Boy.
Yeah, all the old school stuff. Yeah,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, I hope Michael Bay doesn't ruin that movie.
I heard there aren't even going to be mutant turtles. They're going to be from
aliens, yeah.
Which kind of defeats the purpose of the name.
Yeah, and defeats the whole purpose of the ooze and all that.
The whole concept of the series, believe it.
Yeah. So,
just looking over my notes here, we mentioned the things that we were looking forward to. John's actually got us beat for that, because he's looking forward in 2014 to Daughter Number 2. So. I don't know whether John's actually mentioned that on the podcast before, but if not, certainly congratulations, John, for number two on the way, and hopefully we can provide a bit of respite with the quiet moments with the podcast. A bit of an excuse to game. Mrs. Jasmine, why are you talking to those Australians again?
You spend more time with them than you do me.
They're a bad influence. But, you know they were settled by convicts, but... But yes, congratulations, John. That is certainly awesome, and beats anything that we're looking forward to in 2014, since we only talk about video games. But John's plans is going to... he's looking forward to also the IF editing, the graphic editing in Red MC. That functionality will be coming at some point, and looking forward to what that could mean for the patching community and basically the unprecedented levels of customization that we can do. So he's going to be looking to get into that, of course, since... John likes to mod, in case you didn't know. But yes, again, more good things in 2014. Technology marches on, and we love our games, and I'm sure that we'll enjoy them and find new ways to enjoy them. And I'll finally get around to making that rooster patch that some people ask me for. I'm pretty sure they mean roster, but the temptation to release a roster that's just full of Foghorn Leghorn and all other assorted famous chickens is, and roosters is nigh overwhelming. But,
I'd like to see that, eh? If someone downloaded it unknowingly and then realized, what the f-?
Yeah. That's how I lost all my credibility and popularity in the community.
Yeah.
in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
One might say that my credibility would have flown the coop had I done that. I'm not sorry for that pun at all. of course, the NBA rolls on into the new year, and we have predictions to make. Before we get to yours, I'll read out John's, because he's got them here, and I missed him in the last two categories. John's picking the Celtics, Suns, Kings, and Bobcats to make the playoffs. I'd probably agree with that, actually.
Yeah.
He's got Wiggins going to the Lakers via a trade, bit pessimistic there, perhaps, on the part of a Celtics fan. And, ooh, he's actually picking the Pacers and the Spurs in the finals. So an all-ABA, or all-former ABA finals, again, for the first time since the 2003 finals, when the Spurs faced the Nets, who probably won't be back there themselves. unless Jason Kidd really perfects his spilling drinks on the court routine.
Without getting those fines.
So I'm guessing you're not picking the Pacers to go to the finals? Possibly, but probably not.
I think they could do it. I think the Pacers do have the size and the muscle to be able to cause, I suppose, that kind of upset.
What, they're the only team in the East that's going to knock off the Heat if anyone does. So.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, it's. I reckon it'll be a hell of a series between those two.
Well, a great game today.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Recording this.
Yeah, I got to catch up with mates and watch that game with them. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, some
remarkable flops in that game.
Isn't there always?
There is, yeah. Actually, did you see the tweet from the Not Bill Walton parody account?
No, I didn't.
Where he's talking about this is a great game if only the referees would leave for the last 5 minutes so that we can get a true classic.
Well, it was definitely entertaining and a great rally back today. It's essentially just going to come down to the last shot in the series. I reckon that's going to happen in the playoffs. You know, whoever makes that last shot.
Well, if we get another 7-game series like last year, then yeah, we're in for a treat. You know, the Eastern Conference might suck right now, but that will certainly be one of the better series in the postseason if that happens. And I can't see it not happening, really. Surely they're going to be 1-2 and facing each other in the conference finals. So, yeah. any other wild predictions you want to make? Or not so wild, as the case may be? Would you say a Spurs Heat rematch?
Yeah.
Or maybe Blazers. Do you think they can do it?
I don't know if the Blazers would have the experience enough to do it. I think they'll make the Western Conference finals at best. I think right now they're too strong, and barring that they don't have any injuries, yeah, I think they could make it to the Western Conference Finals, if not come very, very close. Who else is there in the West right now?
The Thunder, Spurs, and Blazers are all up there.
Yeah,
you know, only about a game or so between them. So you know, people have been raving about the Blazers because they have been doing so well unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Spurs and the Thunder are still right up there too. So,
yeah, it's an interesting race in the West, that's for sure. I didn't realize the Thunder were 28-4. I thought they were a little bit worse than that. Like,
yeah, they had a big run recently, I believe.
Okay.
And again, they're probably going to smash the Bulls in a matter of hours, actually. So, chalk up another one, I would say.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I don't know. I think I know it's tough between those three teams. Like, who's going to make it to the Western Conference Finals?
I'd have to imagine two of those three are going to be going to be there.
But I'd like to see Portland. I'll go with that. I'd like to see Portland get it. I reckon they've had enough hard luck with, you know, first round picks getting injured and stuff like that. Or
but you realize if the Heat win against over the Blazers, it's going to be Greg Oden getting a ring against his former team.
Yeah. That's going to annoy a lot of Blazer fans.
Yeah. Very weird how that turns. And also Michael Beasley returning to get a ring.
Yeah.
If that happens. I'm going to predict the Bulls. It's hard to say because on one hand I can see them making the playoffs because the East is just so terrible. And that a mediocre effort is still going to get the job done, and a losing record will probably get the job done as well. What certainly would as of today. It's hard to say whether they'll sneak in with that. I think they're going to disappoint me as far as handling Luol Deng, who's a free agent at the end of the year. Either they're going to get a really bad trade for him, or a really bad deal in return, or they're just going to let him walk for nothing. I'm not that confident with the Bulls front office. just trying to think of the last great move they did, and I keep thinking of Will Perdue for Dennis Rodman, and that was 1995. So, well, they did actually make that deal with for Eddie Curry to New York, which got them a couple of picks. Drafted LaMarcus Aldridge and traded him for Tyrus Thomas. That was great. But the pick they got the next year was Joakim Noah. So, you know,
it wasn't all bad.
Turned out. They made that work. Then signed Ben Wallace to that deal, $15 million. So yeah, kind of uneven moves from the Bulls front office. So we'll see. We'll see what they can do. Whether they keep him around and at a lower rate or whatever. But my prediction, sadly, I have to say, is that they're going to bungle it. That hopefully Rose comes back healthy and there can be a rosy future at some point in the probably next season. Unless he does make it back for the playoffs and surprises everyone. But, yeah. Yeah, John sort of got the good picks for the unexpected teams. You know, I'm going to predict that if the Bobcats make the playoffs, they're actually going to get their first playoff win. I think they'll lose 4-1 in the first round, but I'll say they get their first win. They are currently, I believe, the only team in the league to not have a playoff victory in franchise history. They have made the playoffs once, but not, as I recall, they were swept. Against the Lakers, I don't know. No, sorry. I'm sorry, Lakers fans. I really don't want to see that.
Yeah, same.
I'd rather he does go to a
more deserving team.
Or anyone else. But Bulls. But Jabari Parker, anyone. Yeah. It's going to be. I think Damian Lillard's going to be an All Star, and possibly pick up a couple of other awards too. Going to predict that LeBron doesn't get MVP, even though he's obviously
putting up.
Playing like it.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to do the traditional, well, you know, it's an old story, so they're going to give it to Kevin Durant if the Thunder do really well or something like that.
Do you think LaMarcus Aldridge could get it if the Blazers play like this for the rest of the season?
Possibly. I mean, it would certainly, it's a tough call. Do you give it to Lillard or... Or Aldridge, because Aldridge obviously beasting at the moment, but Lillard's had those two...
game winners, yeah.
Those two game winners recently, and playing out of his mind as well, so... yeah, a tough call. I want to make a prediction about Brooklyn, for some reason. Probably because it just fascinates me so much that they've all this stuff, into the Jason Kidd bringing in as the coach, and that huge payroll, and it's they're winning a few games recently. They're a tough team when you're doing a daily predictions game. I wouldn't want to put money on them because they're just you really never know which
team you're going to get. Yeah.
Which team you're going to get? Yeah. Do you reckon Jason Kidd could get fired in his first season if things don't turn around? Because he's a part owner of the team as well, and that's what makes me think that maybe he's going to get a long leash.
Yeah, I think they might be lenient the first year. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of knew what they were getting themselves into. You know, you just. So yeah, I think the first year is going to be a learning curve and potentially to try and get good draft pick and set themselves up for the future. So,
do you think they'll make the playoffs in the East? I mean, I guess anything's possible in the East. But
yeah, I'll say they come close, but that's only because of how bad the East is.
Yeah, that even a slow start is facilitating the... I'm just bringing up the standings just to see where they... they've actually moved up. 2, 5, 6, 7, 8. So Chicago's dropped out of the top 8. They're 9th now. Brooklyn's 11th in the East.
Okay.
And just behind. Just one game behind the Bulls and the Cavaliers. Actually, yeah. Or half a game, yeah, pretty much almost on par with them. So it could happen, and the Raptors, and not only a couple of games behind the Raptors, really. So it's how many teams? Well, we got 3 teams in the East over 500. That's better, sadly. At the as we said, that's going to be ugly. But I do predict that we will get another classic series with the Pacers and the Heat.
Yep.
In the East Conference Finals, so we've at least got that. And
just sort of thinking in regards to the MVP talk, could Paul George get it, do you think? Or is there just too many weapons in...
No, I think he'd probably perhaps be more likely than Aldridge or Lillard because they kind of split the difference.
Yeah.
They're in Portland. You could say, well, do you get... do you give it to him? Do you give it to Lillard? Do you give it to Aldridge? But in Indiana, I think you definitely, you know, there's no question that you could give to George. So he's definitely going to be a candidate as well. Durant, of course. Chris Paul is there if the Clippers. Clippers are in fourth place in the East. In the West at the moment.
Because with regards to Indiana, you know, you're going to think they've got David West, they got Roy Hibbert, who's been a defensive beast this year.
True, but, I mean, George is playing pretty out of his mind as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you can make the distinction that he is the clear star of the team, whereas with the Blazers, it sort of goes 50-50, I think, with those two, so it's hard.
True.
Might be hard to make a distinction.
Yeah.
But
I can understand that.
And of course, Kobe is going to pass Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list. I should imagine. But it is what it is. You know, congratulations, Kobe. I guess preemptively. So that's going to happen sometime before the year is out. But I guess that's pretty much the only predictions that spring to mind at the moment. I don't know who I'd have in the finals. I mean, I like the idea of a Spurs Heat rematch. And think it could be likely, but because you never want to count the Spurs out, because we counted them out for so many years, and there they were, seconds away from a championship last season.
That's true.
So, but the Blazers, as you said, maybe the experience will be a factor, but the Thunder have been there before, and yeah, we'll I guess we'll see. But Phoenix 14-10, did not see that coming. I thought they'd be at the bottom again, but as we, I think we've talked about that before. But
it's just looking at Aldridge's numbers, 23.3 points a game, 11.1 rebounds a game, 2.8 assists, 1.1 steals, and just under a block a game. So yeah, and shooting, where is it? Field goal. Here we go. Shooting 49.2% from the field. Oh, sorry, yeah.
47.9. Yeah. 79% from three-point range, from the free throw line, rather.
Yep.
Yeah. No, he's definitely having a solid year, and
career best years.
Lillard 21.3 points, 5.9 assists, 3.7 rebounds. Ooh, not shooting the ball so well. I think when it comes down to it, it's going to be too tough to decide between the two of them. But I'm guessing they're both going to get some votes, especially if the Blazers. Please just keep it up. But nothing else really springs to mind. I don't really have anything outrageous to predict. I know last year I predicted we'd have an exciting trade deadline, and it turned out to be the most boring trade deadline in years. So maybe this year, especially with maybe some players like Deng and such on the trading block. And Ashik looks like he's going to be traded before then. The Rockets certainly not happy with the... he's not happy about the Dwight Howard signing. The Rockets may be doing okay with it, but Ashik is not. But current rumors have him going to Boston for Jeff Green and Brandon Bass.
Wow, nice.
Which wouldn't be too bad. And there's a couple others. So there's a bunch of those rumors flying around at the moment. So by the time we record our first episode of the new year, we'll probably have the answer to that one. And it'll probably be the last place we expect.
Yeah. He ends up in Toronto or something.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Pelicans.
Back with the Bulls. Yeah. No, they're not going to pay the that contract. But, if we have nothing else, shall we wrap it up for the for 2013?
Yeah, it's been a fun year.
It has been. I've been doing. I think I've got over a year's worth of podcasts that I've been on now, and you'd be getting up there as well.
What number did I join? Was it 13?
13, I think. I'm just taking a look. We do actually have it in our wiki, the number of episodes. I've done 52. This will be 53, and this is your 47th. So, yeah, as we said, the time certainly flies, but it's certainly fun to get together with you and John and Pat joins in, of course, and Leftos can't join in at the moment because of his responsibilities at work and the conflict of interest and everything. But hopefully, perhaps we can get him back as a guest sometime, talk about the games and whatnot, whatever he can tell us, since he's got the obviously inside information, everything now. Let's be careful what he says. He's going to make me edit the podcast too if he says something out of line.
Put him to work already.
We come to the end of another year, and a fun one, as we said. Lots of good things coming up in 2014. We've had a lot of fun doing the podcast. We did our E3 podcast. That was a highlight as well, doing the daily podcast during E3. I don't know if we do that again next year, but we did find ourselves repeating it ourselves a little bit.
Yep. And snoozing for a few minutes.
And some of us may have fallen asleep at times. But we won't mention names.
But I think another highlight for this year was obviously the podcast where we had like the Czar and that, when there was seven of us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, last week for the Friday Five, I actually did my editor's picks for the top five podcasts to listen to so far, and that was definitely one of them when we had the big seven person panel with the Czar and talking about it, and I got to steal his catchphrase at the end, which was a lot of fun because no one saw that coming. That is episode 29, and of course you can go back and invite you to go back and listen to some of those episodes and check out last week's Friday Five for a few recommendations. A couple of them are pretty recent, but some others you might want to go back and listen to. We're definitely proud of what we do. You know, we have fun doing it, getting together and talking every week, and it's been good to get with, as I said, to get together with you and John and Leftos and Patrick and Leon and Eric for a couple of episodes as well. He was in our big 29th spectacular episode, and so we've all had a go, and I guess everyone on the team will perhaps have a go at recording one every year. So often, I know that's one of the ideas that you put forward, actually.
Yeah.
Getting everyone in at some point to appear on the podcast, you know, and just bring someone in. Do you want to be on the podcast? And just record them saying no, and that's the end of the.
Yeah, their official duties are done with.
Yeah. But we will continue recording this into the new year, of course. So if you enjoy the show, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, and we're also on the Blueberry service. They handle our statistics and whatnot, and they also have listings there, but we are on iTunes for those of you who like to subscribe through that service. You can also keep up to date with what we're doing on Twitter at the NLSC, and on Facebook you can like us, facebook.com/the NLSC. Posting little updates there, trying to throw a bit more fun content your way, perhaps some stuff that we don't post on the site. Maybe the odd meme or something. We'll try to keep the cat memes to a minimum. I'm sure you get enough of those through other Facebook pages, but yep, like us and follow us on our social media to stay up to date with what we're doing, and and also drop us a line if you want to get in touch with us. And of course, the site itself, the NLSC, is nba-live.com. As always, visit us every day. Always posting new stuff. You know, get into it in the forum. Help us out with a wiki. Listen to the podcast. Download the latest stuff that our talented modding community is doing. Look at our tutorials. Get into some modding yourself. You know, we do some wonderful things. We have fun with basketball and basketball video games. So, thank you all for being a part of that, and we hope that we can continue to serve your basketball video gaming needs in 2014. So we are at the holiday season. We do hope everyone is enjoying themselves, going to have a great time catching up with friends and family. Got to throw it out there, of course, drink responsibly for those who do like to indulge in adult beverages.
Ah, damn it.
as much as you can. I'll mention it again. I always like to do my interview post with it, but Lutz Van Hasselt, one of the original founders of the NLSC, had some really great advice with one of his New Year's Eve posts, and I like to repeat it every New Year's Eve. It's a bit of a tradition around the NLSC. Remember the safest order of things on New Year's Eve? Fireworks, then drink, not the other way around. So be safe, you know, enjoy each other's company, enjoy catching up with friends and family, and basically have a good time. Thank you for your support, and join us in 2014. And thank you, Ben, for getting on here and doing this with me tonight and throughout the year. It's as you said, it's been fun.
Yeah, and it's been good working with you and Leftos, Jasmine and Leanne and P-Dub and Eric and
Chris,
yeah, and the Czar, Scott Gallagher as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you again, Scott, for the interview. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Definitely enjoyed that. Definitely a highlight for me to be able to do that and bring some original content like that.
And, and hopefully we can, in 2014, we can continue to build the relationships with developers from both games and bring more content.
Agreed.
Yeah, you know, and expand our community further. And, you know, and with our community, we can hopefully give good feedback and suggestions and stuff like that directly to the developers, and, you know, and that way they can, potentially take some of that advice and suggestions and see if they can implement it into their games. You know, the game...
Well, it's to our benefit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
be constructive, yeah.
So, you know, if we put in the word of what the community wants, you know, it makes the developers' jobs easier in trying to figure out where to go with the game and what people wanting to enjoy and that. So, you know, use your voice in a positive way, of course. You know, we don't like the trolling aspect of it. You know, it doesn't look good and it doesn't get anywhere, so...
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It means a better product for us if we're constructive, so...
Exactly, you know, and then everyone will win in the end, no matter which game they support.
That's right. But and in the meantime, you know, have fun playing those games over the holidays. We certainly will be, and we will be back in the new year to talk a little bit more about them. But that is going to wrap it up, I guess, for 2013. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Arcane.
And we'll see you in 2014. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.